Well, today's been an ITAC meeting, Independent Theatre Arts Committee, and after the meeting, which we can't really tell you the ins and outs of, otherwise we'll have to shoot you, we've retreated to the Two Brewers on St Martin's Lane, and one of our young member committee members, who's also part of ITAC, Jebs Charnley, is the newest recruit, and she's just going to say hi to you, and she's just going to tell you a little bit about why she is an equity member.
Oh, hello. Well, I first got involved with Equity. It was last March when they decided to have a limelight event aimed at young members, when they invited a load of young members to London for kind of a party. But it was a cunning plan to get some people after that to go to Guild House and to create a young members committee. I mean, I've always heard about Equity. My parents were club singers. Didn't join Equity, but it was always mentioned. And as I was growing up, I'd see actors I admired, and there was like all important Equity cards. So I always knew Equity was important, but I didn't know why. And I actually deliberately, when I went to drama college, I chose a drama college at the pro show. You got an Equity contract, so you got your Equity card for. So the limelight event was the kick I needed to become more active. And so I got more active with the Young Members Committee, did my ambassador training and stuff, and actually thought, well, yeah, actually, this is relevant to me, and I want to be involved and encourage other people to be involved.
So, I mean, although you were really interested and you knew of Equity because of your parents, a lot has changed with Equity, and it's not, you now don't need to have worked in Equity to get an Equity card. You need to have worked on a theatre-related job earning a wage that would qualify you to work on an Equity contract. So you don't have to work on a contract. So what's happening with the Young Members Committee at the moment?
Well, at the moment, we're actually in the process of doing our open meeting, which probably is going to be in January now. There's lots of things going off, and it's all over the place at the moment, but we are being organised. Yeah, we've got the open meeting. The base is still finding the feet, I think, and there's lots of issues going off that I personally, at the moment, can't think of.
What's going on, it's the fact that it exists. And just to clarify, what is the age range of the Young People's Committee?
I think it technically runs from 16 to 26, and you have to be under 26 if you want to be elected onto the committee. You have to be 26, but so technically you can be until 28, which is a bracket I come into because I was just young enough at the time. So
Debs, before we finish, just tell us, what are you doing leading up to Christmas? Because I'm sure you're doing a panto of some kind. And if you can remember it, the website of the company you're working for. And, of course, your all-important Twitter name, if that's what you want to give.
I don't think I want to mention the company I'm working for, but I'm currently doing a touring panto of Aladdin. I'm playing Widow Twankey, which is quite strange. That's a man's part, which goes around residential homes. Okay. And my Twitter name is Mad Debs. That's M-A-D-D.
Mad Debs with a Z. Mad Debs with a Z. I'll put it in the notes. But I think it's been a really good day, and I'm hoping to do a few more of these ITAC little interviews with them to see what we can talk about without getting into trouble for saying anything we're not supposed to talk about. So that's what we're trying to work out. So thanks a lot, Booers, and thank you for listening.